should we ask the million-dollar question, how's the offensive line doing?
I thought it would be a different question. No. We've seen a lot of progress, especially being in pads, especially having one game to take a look at where you can write it up on the board, you can talk about it in meetings, you can be out in the shorts, but until you see the type of fits and the type of finish, we're not where we want to be, but we're heading in the right direction with regard to those things, and have seen some flashes of the type of offensive line performance that we're going to want to have. So we're pleased with where we're headed right now. We have a lot more work to do, but we're heading in the right direction.
Mike, how much of it is a question of getting used to the new technique or the technique tweaks that were made?
I don't know if it's as much about the technique per se in terms of anything schematically that's different. The fundamentals are still the fundamentals. It's about aiming points. It's about initial quickness. It's about, pounding those arches, as Coach Solari and Coach Wells like to tell those guys. There are a few different ideas and concepts we tried to accentuate. You guys watching practice have probably seen some of those things. And the communication is a big part in being able to make sure that when we communicate at the line and we make adjustments that, we're not having some of those mental errors and that they're communicating with one another to make sure we have the double where we need to have the double and we're sliding where we need to slide. But I think that as practice has gone on, particularly when we've had more padded practices and when we've had opportunities in the games, it's something that we're looking forward to taking that next step.
Mike, how would you describe Eli Manning's preseason so far in training camp?
I think his preparation has been what it's always been in terms of exemplary. I think there's a sense of confidence that he has at this point in this system and having so many years under his belt. Obviously, there's some new toys for him to play with, which he's very excited about. And I think we're very excited from a coaching staff standpoint in terms of when he's made some of his adjustments, when he's turned it loose out of practice. I think he's taken great care of himself physically. And he's in a position we feel very confident to be at his best once we get ready for the regular season.
Brandon Marshall told us the other day a story. I'll condense it for you, but the idea that he finally got a route and Eli was so particular with him and he was two steps off, I believe he said it was only two steps, mm-hmm. but those two steps meant everything to Eli, so mm-hmm. he finally corrected that and that idea. And I guess that's my way of asking you, when you hear that from a veteran receiver in this league, does that maybe accentuate the idea Eli's not always the all-shucks guy we sometimes perceive him to be?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He's someone that, as we all know, is very steady, very even-keeled. We know he doesn't get rattled. And you, as you mentioned, an all-shucks, the thing that, that you want to see the all-shucks go away faster than Odell Beckham on a slant inside to the end zone is have someone bust a route or have someone not do exactly what he's expecting them to do. And in certain instances, given his history or relationship with the player, it might be more of, hey, Steve, you got to do a better job here. I need this. Or it might be a little more maybe with the personality of his older brother, in terms of really getting in the guy's face. So he's definitely a competitor. And he's, I've always said this even when I was receiver coach, the feedback that he gives to the perimeter players, the coaches can talk about why it's important to take this angle or take these steps. But when you have the guy that has the ball who's coaching you up and he says, hey, if you want the ball, and they all want the ball, they better do it the way he wants it. So that has a great effect.
Coach, when it comes to the other quarterbacks in the roster, particularly the backup quarterback battle, Coach McAdoo, it was mainly assumed that Johnson and Smith were going to battle for that second spot, but lately Davis Webb has been getting some more reps in practice. Do you think there's a chance that Davis could compete for that backup job?
Well, there's always a chance of anything happening. Anything is possible. I think right now we've taking the approach with Davis where he's had a lot of work in a developmental period where we kind of pull some players aside. There's some cross training that goes on with our other veteran players, and he's certainly done very well in the meeting room. He understands, but understanding and doing are two separate things. Right now we've got Josh and Gino that are battling that out for that second position, and we'll see how that unfolds and cross any bridges when we get to them if something like that were to not resolve itself.
Do you think Davis responded well in Friday's first action?
I think he did. He was pretty excited. He had a little adrenaline on that first ball of his that kind of sailed over the middle of the field. He was energized, and like any rookie, they're going to make some mistakes, but he certainly wasn't overwhelmed, and he was prepared. He was excited, and I think the young man's got a bright future.
We've seen the changes you've made this offseason. You struggled to score points with the team last year. Mm-hmm. What gives you hope that from what you've seen here that that's going to improve this season?
Well, I think that you do hit the nail on the head. Points is definitely an area, as well as ball security, that we two major focuses for us. I think it's a combination of some of the personnel. There's some new faces that we have on the roster. There's some schematic ideas or concepts that we've kind of worked on to put guys in positions from a matchup standpoint, or, okay, if you're going to commit two players here, well, that gives you an opportunity over here. And I think there is optimism. I think also we've improved in the run game. We will improve in the run game. And, of course, that opens up a lot of other areas. So I think looking at all those combined, reason to be optimistic about us scoring more points this year.
Mike, the other day, Ben didn't sound too happy with the running game. When you look at the running game, you know, offensive line aside, what do the running backs need to do better that they just haven't clicked yet?
Well, they're doing a lot of positive things. I think that if I had to pick one area where you would like to see some improvement is when they're able to get the ball break to that second level and you have a chance and there's the safety, let's run them over, let's make them miss. You know, let's get that ugly 2 or 3 yards. And you know, we'll probably hear some yelling and screaming out of practice when it's a inside zone play or it's a gap scheme and we want to run the A-gap, and then guys, you know, particularly some of the younger guys might look to bounce that out where there's no color, you know, and that's not going to be a good thing for them or for us. And so I think it's just a matter of continuing to press the line of scrimmage, you know, have that good vision, hit the hole, and then if they get to the second level, you know, either run over a safety or make a miss, do something to create an explosive run.
You have different personnel. How much are you trying to run more outside zone this year?
It's a part of it. I mean, it's a part of our offense. We'll have inside zone. We'll have gap scheme. We'll have misdirection. You know, we're at that point now where you try to have an entire offensive scheme, an offensive playbook is installed, and then it's a matter of, okay, we know what our roster is. This is what we have in our toolkit, and then you pull out different pieces that will be best suited to beat Dallas or then Detroit or whoever the rest of the next opponent is. And so that's a part of what we do, certainly not all of what we do. We try to be multiple, both from a run schematic standpoint, a pass standpoint, and then personnel. Get some different personnel groupings.
How much are you better suited to do it, maybe personnel now, at
least? You know, I think time will tell. Time will tell. We're showing some improvement. You know, you got to wait and see, and we'll get to get more opportunities in games. You know, that's the great thing about these preseason games. You get a chance to really assess whether it's going to work for us and whether it's something we want to expand upon moving forward in the regular season.
Last one, though. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious what you saw in the game film that would have gotten that
result. Yeah, there was one particular play. We were on the 10, 12-yard line going in to score, and it was one-on-one pass protection, and he had a great initial quickness, his hand placement. He reacted to the second reaction of the defender, and it was a legitimate-looking play. It's what we want. It was like the model. And you know, he has shown better finish. He has shown better sustain and strain of his blocks. And you know, I think all the offensive line, you know, are determined. We know that we're going to go as far as our offensive line goes, and there's been improvement. And you know, as I said earlier, we're not where we want to be, but we have shown some progress, and we're excited about taking that next step.